Greetings, friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim Nimidos that are required for Kinyan Torah. We are up to the Mid of Anava, one of the Mem Ches Kinyanei Torah's Anava, humility, and this Shiur should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Reb Shlomo Gittelman Shlita. He and his entire family should have bracha b'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. And this shiur, we will be basing ourselves on the Maharal and his Nesiv HaTorah, which is definitely a worthwhile learn before Shavuos, as we get into the Hachanas for Shavuos every day, counting up. And in the second perek of Nesiv HaTorah, in the Sefer Nesiv HaSeolam, he talks about this inyan of Anava. So we're going to see about the Maila of Anava and how it relates to Torah. V'pnei HaTorah HaSeichel HaElyon. Since the Torah is a Seichel Elyon, and as always we're going to be helped by the Machon Yerushalayim edition, the Seichel Elyon is a Seichel Elyon Eloki Nivdal Gamri Mikol Dover Gashmi. It is a divine intellect that is completely divorced from anything physical, even from Seichel HaAdam. And so writes the Maharal in Derech Chaim, in the sixth parak in Mishnah Beis. Ki HaTorah Nivdalis Me'olam Hazeh, Ki HaTorah is Sichlis. Torah is separate from this world because it's Sichlis. It's intellectual, it relates to the mind. And this world is gashmiistic, it's physical, it's the body, it's the senses. And therefore the whole world doesn't equal one thing of Torah. The world has chachma, but not divine chachma. It only has seichel adam. Torah is chachma, yonah chachma gemura. It's complete chachma. And for our job in this world is to try to relate as much as we can. That Chachma Elyon, that's Torah. V'kasha liknos ha-Torah shi-Seichel Elyon, says Rabbeinu. It is difficult to acquire Torah, because Torah is Seichel Elyon. Like the Maharal writes, ki ha-Seichel hun in Perek Dalet here in the Siva Torah, ki ha-Seichel hun nivdal min ha-Adam, u'bnei kach ha-Adam tzarech elav yegiyah va-omel liknos ha-Seichel Eloki. Seichel is separate from a person, and therefore a person needs to toil to acquire the godly intellect. Kama shamer lo yarchenu zav v'zuchuchis. Eilu divrei Torah shekashen klasim zav v'nochel shavron kikli zuchuchis. Torah is easy to lose, like glass that just smashes and easily. And it's hard to acquire like gold. And that's because of the richuk ha-Torah, the distance of the Torah, which is seichel elyon from the seichel ha-Adam. Lekach tzarech shiyeh al adam achana lekabel Torah. Therefore, you have to prepare yourself to accept, receive this Torah. Vim lo kein lo yekabelos, and if not, you're not going to properly receive it. You have to do hachana for the Torah and sichlis. Vehachana shetzarech letorim dvarim harbei ma'od ad shiroya letorah. The preparation for Torah are many things until you're fitting for Torah. So the Maharal explains in this Nesiv some of the hachanas that are required to be kona the Torah sichlis. Anava is in this parak, distancing yourself from taiva, learning at night, making your work temporary, chabura, learning lishma. These are all hachanas to properly receive the Torah. Ki Adam hu bal guf, man is physical. V'atori seichel aloki, and Torah is the wisdom of Hashem. So therefore, Torah is distant from man, and you need a lot of hachanas to receive the Torah. Derech Chaim in the third perek, he writes, "Atorah lokis yirachokim in Adam shatorah lokis legamrei v'adam ugashmi." Torah is a locus and man is gashmi. That's part of what man is. Ki Adam Asher Hu Bal Adama. Man is Adam because he's part of the Adam. He also has a Seichel. He's a composite of the two. So it's hard for man, who's in his body, to connect to Torah, which is God's intellect. And therefore a person has to distance himself from the Gashmi stick of Midas and to be Dovek b'midas Sichlis, and to connect to the Midas Sichlis, to the intellect, to the mind. Vikar Amidas Sichlis Anova, and the Midah that's most Sichli, that's most relates to the mind, is humility. As we're going to explain, he says, "Lokach yavsher liknas haTorah ki im bal midazos." The only way to get Torah is anava. Anava is a tenai for Torah. The Torah is seichel aloki. The closest way to get the seichel aloki is to make yourself into an anav. We see a gemara in Tainus 7a. Amar Reb Chanina, Maridi, lama nimshul divrei Torah lemayim. L'chsiv hol kol tzame l'chul lemayim. That water is compared, Torah is compared to water. It says in Yeshaya, all those who are thirsty go to water. To tell you, just like water goes from a high place to a low place, so to Divrei Torah. It only exists if a person has Das Shvela, has low Das, is humble. Rav Yeshaya says, why is Divrei Torah compared to these three drinks? Water, wine, and milk. And then the Gemara quotes two psukim to show that it's compared to these three things. To show you that these three things only stay fresh in Pachos Shebekelim, Rabbeinu Gershom there says Klei Cheres, earthenware vessels, so to Divrei Torah is only Miskayim, only exists if somebody has low Das, Das Shveilalav. And that's what the daughter of the Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Ei Chachma B'fuar B'Klei Mechor. Glorious wisdom, but you're not such a handsome man, to put it mildly. She said, my daughter, what does your father put his wine in? She said, B'mana de Pachra, in Kalim of Cheres, of earthenware. Not fancy Kalim. Amar Kuli Almani de Pachra, Richa Mani de Pachra. Everybody does it that way. Amar Leila B'mai, Nirma, what should we throw? Amar Lei, Amar La, Gonatun Chashvisu, Rama B'mana de Kasper Davza, your Chashiv, throw it in gold and silver. Azlam Melechaim B'mani de Kasper Zava Takif. But it's spoiled. She put it in her kalim of gold and silver, and it's spoiled. He said to his daughter, well, who told you to do this? Rishu ben Chananya. Called Rishu ben Chananya. He said, why'd you tell my daughter to put our wine in these kalim? It's like she said to me, I said to her. She said, your glorious wisdom in a disgusting kli, in an ugly kli. So I said to her, all right, wine is beautiful. Put it in a kli mechur. But if you put it in a nice kli, it's going to spoil. And so too, the fact Rashi says that I'm not handsome, I'm not good looking, ensures that Torah stays with me. Either are people nice looking who are learned. And the answer is that if they wouldn't be so good looking, they would learn better. And then Rabbi Lozer says, just like these three mashkim are possible behesach hadas, so to Torah is forgotten behesach hadas. They're going to spill. You're going to get ruined. Says Rabbeinu, B'maymer hazeh bo levar ezen mida yidbak bo atche mitzad oisem mida efsher. She is kelatara zulus midi efshir b'shum ofin like shegiya la Torah v'amida zosi anava. It's explaining that there's no other way to get to Torah other than anava, the seventh kinyan of the 48 kinyani Torah. And as the Maharal writes, davar zeh kvar biyarnu kampan ki anava yisiba rishona la Torah, like it was by Moshe. Because the Torah says that, you know why Moshe was Zoche? Because he was an Anav, Ki Ish Moshe Anav Mom Mikol Adam Moshe Bnei Adam. Moshe Kibbo Torah Misinai, the lowest of mountains, because of the Midah Anava. Umidah Atzmis Shagarma Lamoshe Makabal Torah Anava Shari Simo Yosir Mikol Adam Moshe Bnei Adam. That's why he was Zoche to Torah, because he was an Anav. You made yourself small, the Torah is going to be called in your name, Zichru Torah is Moshe Avdi. Like it's going to be explained. It's not with haughty people. Torah doesn't stay with arrogant people. Shubalmida gashmis, v'rayel azekiloshen gasus moral avos, thickness. But gas, in other words, when a person is a gas ruach, gas is like gaiva, but gas means thick, and thick is a gashmi mida. Torah doesn't stay with such a person. V'od ageshen shlo rochakim mugbalim. It has distances. In spirituality, there's no space. In Gashmius, there's space. Vizeomidas gas ruach shu magbil atzmo begadlus. Lomar kikach v'kach gadolhu. What does a gas ruach say? He measures himself with physical measurements. He says, I'm this big. I'm huge. I'm massive. But he does it and he sees it in a Gashmiistic way. And therefore he's limited to the physical. As the Maharal says in many places, that anava is pshitus. It's simpleness. Anava has no definition. Anava takes up no space and therefore it's unlimited. It's beyond space and beyond time. It's the mida of pshitus. It's not composed of different things. It's simple. And Maharal says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pashit. That's what one is. Matzah's pashtus, we're in Pesach now. As simple as possible, just water and flour, no fluff. Fluff is gasus, that's chametz. Lekachen roi midas osel torah shisicha soleikonis esecha begeder gvul. But Torah is unlimited. And this gashmiistic a person measures himself, physically. Hasecha anivdol eno bal tachlis. The separate intellect has no limits. And therefore, we Am Yisrael have no limits. Because when you're in the spiritual realm, you're infinite. And that's Klai Yisrael, and that's the Seichel HaTorah. But the more a person's in the world of Gashmias, so then the more limited they are. They're limited by time, they're limited by space. Asher gvulu shayach l'davar gashmi. Only physical things have limits. That's what it says in the Gemara, that water goes from the high place to the low place. Water just keeps spreading around. As the Maharal writes elsewhere, the Yikar HaTorah is when you give it to others. And that's the truth of that's true intellect. When you're mashpia to every receiver. And therefore it says, Torah is nimshelis l'mayim. Mayim has no gvul. Rakem yotzen b'li gvul, it's limitless. Goes from the high place to the low place because the high place is limited. And the water leaves that high place that has a gvul and goes to a makom namuch shelo yugbal. And then goes to the lower place that's not limited. Why is the lower place not limited? don't know. And therefore a Torah which is sichlis, which is godly intellect, has no limits. And therefore it goes to the low place and to the low people. If you are machshiv yourself, so then you're limited to what you are. But if you're an anav, that's pshitus. Then you're not limited by any gvul. You aren't just A, B, and C. That's the idea of labeling. Labeling, defining. Labeling and defining is limiting. And a human being is not limited. And because of this, the Torah is with them. That's why Torah was given on Har Sinai, a low mountain, and Torah goes with low people, because Torah is not limited. And if you're an anav, b'ir shval ruach, of a low spirit, so you're not limited either. You're not machshiv yourself to anything. So if you're machshiv yourself, then you're saying, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm an 8, I'm a 9, and a 10. So okay, so you're only up to 10. But if you're not machshiv yourself, then you don't limit yourself. You don't say, I'm important in this way, in this way, in this way. It limits yourself that you're not in other areas, and in this area, you're only that much. But a person's an anav, it's just not there. In other words, I used to talk a lot in the olden days, when I was younger, about self-esteem. What does the Torah have to say about self-esteem? So my understanding is that the highest madriga, not everybody's there, but the highest madriga is not to have self-esteem. But not that you think you're a nothing. It's just not important to you. You're not giving yourself a grade. Your job is to be Davik Bashem. And you look at your kelim, the kelim that He gave you, and you use them as much as you can to cling to Hashem, but it's not about me, it's about Hashem, whatever God gives me. And if it's whatever God gives you, that's Pshitus and that's Anava. That's just Hashem. The Hashem is one. And therefore, essentially, you have all the kochos. You have all the abilities. But you don't have to grade yourself. I'm this good, I'm not good. I'm successful, I'm not successful. My nafkamina, we're here to do a job. We're not here to give ourselves grades. But a lot of people aren't holding theirs. They need to feel good about themselves. That's definitely the first stage. Feel good about yourself. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate your good qualities. But a higher madriga is just, I'm a kli. Whatever God gave me, whatever talents and abilities He gave me, but it's not about me at all. So there's really nothing to talk about. I just have a job to do. Vein etzav lo kol amar v'schara machkim v'shem peirashnu. And look at what I said about not someone who's involved with schora doesn't become wise. His lashon and derech chaim mishnehei v'darvze biu gankin chomer perkeitzim avirin lo b'shemayim yomer biyochan lo timsa torah b'gasi ruach perush ki akosef ba loimer ki ena torah in gashmi. Torah is not gashmiistic. Ki advar magashmi shayach b'marochak, because physical things have distance. So something ruchnias is close and far. It's far because it's on a very high level, and it's close because there's no physical distance. There's no physical distance. There's no physical. It doesn't matter. You're in Australia. You're in South Africa. You're in America. You're in England. You're in Israel. It doesn't matter where you are. Torah is no physical distance from anyone. And therefore it says Torah is not found with Gasei Ruach. Torah has no Gashmias, and therefore it's the opposite of Gas Ruach. He thinks he's the highest. And therefore Gas Ruach is no Tela Gashmi. Somebody of a thick spirit, somebody of a haughty spirit is Gashmi. And that's the opposite of Ruchnias. Ruchnias doesn't have space. Continues here, Rabbeinu v'karbiyanu v'nisiv anava. That's also kedai to learn. We should really, just to go through the mid of anava, the kinyan of anava, we should really, ideally, learn the whole mid, nisiv anava, and the maral. אני מקווה, בלי נדר, בלי נדר, בלי נדר, ועוד חזון למועד. כי הנבה יש בו מידס פשיטוס, כי אין מחשב עצמו לדור, וכי זהו עצם הנבה. הנבה זה פשיטוס, you're not מחשב yourself. לא שנה מהרל, ונסיב הנבה, בעל הנבה לא יוגדור ולא יוגבול כלל. A person who is another is not defined, and therefore he's not limited. And this shows al pshitus, shu pashut, he's simple. He's not a composite, and therefore he's unlimited. It is something that is completely pashut means simple, but it also means removed, like lit pashet means to undress. Hispashtus agashmias means divesting oneself of the gashmias. Anav is the mida that makes one ruchni. He's not measuring himself in this worldly measurements. But if you make yourself chashev, that's not midas hapshitus. Like Rabbeinu writes in the Sefer HaTiferes in the 23rd Perek, Moshe b'nei anav ad shomer ma'ani. Shabbos 89a. Hareinu miyachir atzmo klal v'zen yan anav. What am I? Ki hamizgo hefech anav. Gaiv is the opposite of anav. Shemizgo hamishem miyachir atzmo v'chshivus u'vimayla. Hamizgo is somebody who makes himself special with his chashivus, with his importance, with his level. And he vish kaze in lo malas pshitus klal, doesn't have the mile of pshitus, of being simple, of being divested, divorced from the physical. Somebody who's spiritual is an anav, is spiritual. He divests himself of the gashmias. He doesn't limit himself in any way. So he's pshitus and the Torah is pashut. I'm yuchad the Moshe, and therefore Moshe gets Torah, because Moshe's midah was pshitus, was anav. Who am I? The Fichhenator Shusach Pashit says Rabbeinu back here. Roy Lama Barakami Shupashiv and Mahshivatsmul Dover Zeged Rabshitu Shuroyal Asecha. So that's this pshitus, this simpleness, this being divested of composites, of different parts. It all connects to the one, to godliness, and to the Torah, the divine intellect, beyond this world. That's why the Torah is called Torah's Moshe, because he had this midah of anava. V'zeh shem rachar kachmei l'shol shem ashkim e'edin neshmar e'el ha'pachal shebekelem ratzalom keel ha'mashkim ha'shani ben bakalas me'od sheni ben bakalas me'od l'fich tzorech l'em ha'pachal shebekelem k'mo kli cheres sheni po b'mashkim mitzad ha'pshitus. So since these mashkim are susceptible to change easily, like Rabbeinu writes later, ratzalom ha'mashkim u'davar dak me'od. It's easy for it to be ruined. Very, very gentle. And therefore it only can be sustained in Kli Cheres, which doesn't impact the it's pshitus. It doesn't impact it's able to preserve the mayim, the yayin, the chalav. Why? Because Kesef and Zav, they change these mashkim because they're not pashut. What's pashut is the pachot shebekelim. And that's why the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, big day love and love, big day Zav, Rabbeinu writes. Because Zav isn't pashut. Big day love and is pshitus. The only problem is that the Aron was made of Zav. How do you explain that? So the Aron had Midos Shvuros. It had Chetzis, a whole bunch of Chetzis in the measurements. On the other hand, why Zav? Why not? Why wasn't it made of Cheres? Kasha. B'kach ha-Torah gam ken el me'as el misha daito shvola. Ki kasher daito shvola yesh lo midas ha-pshitus. Torah is with somebody who has low das, doesn't think anything of himself. And therefore he has midah of pshitus. He's not limiting himself. He's not defining himself. He's not measuring himself. Main dato shvela lo tamorimo Torah sichlis. And if he's not das shvela, then he can't contain this sichliistic Torah. Ei chacham afor beklem achor. That's the way it's supposed to be. Beautiful wisdom. But it has to have a pashta kli. So these shloshim mashkim, the Gemara says, are nifsal behesach hadas, because the mashke is a davar dak, and therefore it's kalios nifsal. In other words, it gets spoiled easily. It's very, very gentle, very susceptible to spoiling. So that's Rashi, and the Gemara says that it's nifsal, that it's miskalkal bakalus. It's easily spoiled. In the Mishnayos and Shrumis, Parakhes, Mishnah Dalet, it says three mashkim are asur mishum gilui, mayim, yayin, and cholav, which is the mashkim that we're talking about here in the Gemara. So it's mashkim that the inyan here is gilui, that it's when it's exposed, it's you're not allowed to drink it. So, the Maharal contrasts that with food. V'tzrichim shmira v'kacha torah shi'adam dakas ha'seichel. Asher ein lo shaychus ha'adam asher bal guf gashmi. V'esach adas u'nifso mistalek min ha'adam. So these drinks are very sensitive. They're susceptible to be either being spoiled or they're pasul with if they're exposed. But food not, and they don't need such shmira. And the Sefer HaGvuras in the 60th parak, he writes, "Devar ze'yadua ki amashki yoser dak." It's more subtle, sensitive, spiritual, and it's more rachuk min agashmi than food. Ubeprat yayin, ki mashka yayin hu nivdal mechomer v'gasus ha'anav, because the liquid of wine is separated from the gashmiest part of the thick part of the grape. And therefore, yayin is moral nivdol men agashmi, because you're taking the liquid, which is the more subtle, the more spiritual part, and you're taking it from the gashmi, from the more physical, the food. We know the halacha that you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animal. And nevertheless, the Magen Avraham says, you're allowed to drink. Like Rivka said, it's just you drink, and then I'll give your camels. So what's the reason? So hunger is the body, and that's a behema. You have to give your animals to eat first. But drinking relates more to the world of ruchnius. And kiddush el makam suuda. Suuda is the gashmi, and the kiddush is the ruchni. So that's how you're makadish the suuda, with the wine, the drink, with the anav, which is this most spiritual. It's the gashmi separated from the ruchni. For example, wine, fire, take fire. Fire, A, makes people feel spiritual, but it's something physical, it burns, you could see it, you could touch it, but you could also put your hand right through it. So that makes it more dak. It's more thin. You could put your hand right through it. So to drink liquid, same idea, you could put your hand right through it. Whereas something physical, no. It stops you, it's more relates to the physical world, that's food. But drink is more dak, and therefore it needs more shmira. And Torah also. If you have hesach hadas from Torah, hasayif einecha bo veinenu, it says in the pasuk. You close your eyes, you lose it. Hesach hadas. It's easy to forget your Torah. Ki mitzach ha-Torah, the Rabbeinu writes in the Jewish Al HaTorah, on page 34b, ki mitzach ha-Torah sechel ha-nivdol ikalas ha-sarav estalkus min ha-adam. You have to have fear that you're afraid to lose your Torah because it's Sechel HaNivdal. And therefore, at Har Sinai, there was Kolos who broke him, Vonan Kove, Kol Hashem B'Koach, to be Kona Yira. And there was Brokim, which is lightning, which comes and goes. And that's also Torah, so you have to be careful not to lose it. Torah relates to these three mashkim, wine, milk, and water, because Torah has three midas, chesed, din, and rachamim. That's how God is minding the world. Rabbeinu in the Sefer HaGvurus in the 62nd parak. Beilu shalosh midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu manig olamo. Keni Hashem oseh chesed u'mishpat u'tzdaka baretz. Hamid Hashem Yisroch manig bo'olam Hashem chesed din v'rachamim. Chesed, mishpat, din, and tzdaka rachamim. And that's connected. The Yamin is chesed, is Avram. On the left is Yitzchak, that's din, that's small. In the middle is Yaakov, that's rachamim, abriach atichon, abriach man akotze al akotze. It's Yaakov. Shatar kulam and shel shemidim shukach nikreis Torah. And that's why Torah is called Tlisai. Right, the famous Gemara that it was given, the three-pronged Torah was given on the third day. Baruch hachmanad yarv orient Tlisai, elam Tlisai, we have Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. And Rabbeinu explains that that's the three is Yosher. You have one line that two ends. So two is separate. And the third brings them together. And that's Yaakov is called Yeshurun. Yashar, because he's the middle line. He brings Avram and Yitzchak together. And that's why Yisrael, Miloshin, Yashar, Yesharim, Vahi Beshurun Melech. That's three, and three, says Rabbeinu, is Yashrus. It doesn't go to the right, it doesn't go to the left. That third point, that third prong, brings it together. Brings the other two together, and it makes it all one, it makes it Yashar. Umidas Hamayim Vayayin Yadua. This is all Kabbalah, the Maral is all Kabbalah. Midav Avram is Mayim, Sefer Gvurus. Mayim is the right, Mayim is Chesed, Yayin is Din, small, Pardes Yirmonim, Shar Gimel Perak Zayin. And then Cholav is Memutza. And Cholav is in the middle. Cholav brings the two together. Uperaketz and Abrim. And Erev in 54a. Amar Abelazar, Maidich Siv L'chayav Karagas HaBosin Oda Meitzim Atzim HaKaragush El Doshem Batarosim Eskayemes. If you make yourself like an aruga, like a patch that's planted of vegetables, then that everybody tramples upon, then your Torah is miskayim. And if not, your Torah doesn't exist. So it could be like an aruga or like a bosem. What's bosem? Some perfume that everybody, it smells good. All of these things that the Talmud Chacham should be like the intellect. He should have the midah of pshitus. He's not machshiv himself. Everybody can trample upon him. He doesn't care what people say. And number two, akom is basmi mimenu. We should teach Torah like Rashi says. Everybody enjoys his good smell. Bezeki haTorah sichlis yisechol pashul v'chamadim eis matz makur gashal doshim bashu balanava. If you're in balanava and you have this mid of pshitus like we explained, so then you relate to the sichli, which is pashut, which is beyond the physical, which is one, which is connected to Hashem. And that's why Chazal also say in Erev in there 54a, if you make yourself like a midbar shall call Dashim Bo Taman Miskayim Biyadim La Betam Miskayim Biyadim Ratzah Bezer, says Rabbeinu, Ima Adam Oysa Atzmo Hefker Mitoch Shubal Inov Yotzer Mafker. If you make yourself like Hefker, you're not Machshiv yourself, then you're Muchan Al HaTorah. That's why Torah is given in the midbar, because the midbar is a Makom Hefker. And according to the Ika Damri, you're mashpia to everybody. You're not limiting yourself. You're mashpia your Torah all around. Torah is mashpia seichel lo gvul, like mayim. We spoke before, we compared it to water. The water just spreads and spreads. It goes to the makum gavoa, where it's high up and it's limited by its space. And then it goes to the makum namuch. It can just keep going down, 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 down. It's not limited. So this shows that Torah, the idea of Torah, which just spreads, is the lo gvul. It's also the idea in Maseches Kedushin. We all know the sugya. Mekadesh Chatzi Isha, Spashtus HaKedusha. in the sugya and tumur. Also, your makdish part of the behemah, the kedusha is mispashetes, because kedusha spreads. That's the midah of pshitus. That it spreads. It's unlimited. Water just spreads and spreads and spreads. Like it says in the pasuk, that Hashem made the chol as a gvul ayam, but otherwise the water would like it says in Sefer HaKadoshim, the Zohar, that it would just wash away the whole world, if not for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting the limits there of the seaside, of the seashore. Otherwise, water would just keep spreading. That's the nature of water, and that's ruchnius, and that's his pashtus. You have that mitzvah sechel, not limited. Your Torah spreads to everybody. Everybody enjoys its good smell. Then Torah is kayemis. Then your Torah exists. In every area, you should be merutzel akol. In other words, not only our butts is Torah kol misbasman. Everybody should enjoy you. You're a bala nava. Person is a Baal Gaiva, nobody likes him, like it says in the Gemara. Haiman de Messiara, Filin Shebe, Salom Mikba, Makabal. I mean, the people in his house don't like him. Because Rabbeinu says, Amidas and the Siv Hanava at the beginning of the fourth parak. Amida Maguna Zosimida Gaiva, Baal Amida Zosiotzimena Seder. He goes out of the correct order. Because he's not Meshutuf Lacher. He's separate. Even the people in his house don't like him. He's such a fresh look in a Baal Gaiva. Ki Messiari, Rabbeinu writes in his Chedushim to Bava Basra, Tzadiches. A person is a Baal Gaiva, he separates himself from people I'm better than them, and even from the Anshei Beiso. Chazal say, Godol Shalom Shenitan Lanovim, because Anov is Shalom, you're not machzik yourself, you're not separate from other words, you can connect to everybody. You're not machzik yourself, you're not a Baal Deo. I don't like him. You're Mevato yourself, you connect to everybody. So this isn't only about Torah, everything, but certainly to be Makabel Torah. Nedarim 55a. Omi midbar matana matana achim achli obamos. Kevin shol said the masmo kamidbar shumufkar lekol nitzna the Torah b'matana shemar midbar matana. V'kevin shinlo b'matana nachal okel shemar matana achli v'kevin shinachal okel oil legdula shemar achli obamos v'ngbiatzim kadosh baruch hu mashpilo shemar mos hagai v'lod el sheshot shok v'nosa b'karka shemar minishkval apen yeshimon v'chod b'kadosh baruch hu magbiya shemar kol gei nase. So Gemara says beautifully that a person makes himself like a midbar, he's mufkar, then he gets Torah to matana. He's hefker when midbar matana, the pasuk says, and then nachal okel. Torah becomes like a nachala to him, like Rashi says. He inherits the Torah. Umimitana, if you get this matana nachalia, you get the nachal of Hashem. You get the inheritance. You get the Torah, and then you're ola legedula. Uminachalia bamos, you go to high places from this nachalia. And then if you're magbia yourself, because Baruch Hu's mashpil you, mamos hagai, you go down to the valley, and then thrown down to the ground. And then if you're chozer, Baruch Hu Miga, right? That's what. Sinchabunim, mashpil ge magbia shvalim. He's mashpil in order to be magbia. That's the point. You want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be magbia, you're not to be magbia yourself. The goal is to be low. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to raise you. You raise yourself, you're low. Your Kadosh Baruch Hu raise you, you're high. And that's the midah of pshitus. You're not tofes makom. It's all about the Rabbanu Shalom. It's not about you. Perish adaver. Person doesn't have gaiva, then Torah is roi for him. Like Rabbeinu says, when you make yourself like a midbar in the Chedush Agadus to Nedarim 55, Kevin shows atzmo kamidbar shu hefker nitno Torah matana perish. Ki ain't a Torah sheches al misha el min shenaf shu gashmi. If you're not gashmi, stick Torah is not shaykh to you, because how could the Torah sichlis be in the gashmi? It's not mischaber. Everything is equal by you. And then you're hefker at everybody. Roy lo atorah. Shemidas Moshe Rabbeinu. And then you're roy to Torah, which is the meat of Moshe. Vishmosha anav mikol anav me'od. And anav is pshitus. So you're not limited. Everyone is the same by you. And that's your anava. Gaiva is, I'm better than you, and therefore I'm limiting myself. And therefore I can't connect to you. Anav is, you're connecting to everybody, because who are you? And then you're zocha to Torah, which is also not limited. And you're not a physical kli or a ruchniyistik kli, and the Torah dwells in ruchniyis. Vod ki ha-Torah gam kin hefker le'olam. That anybody can take Torah, it's hefker. Keser Torah ay munach va'omeid u'muchan l'chol Yisrael, says Rabbeinu the Rambam. In Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Melech Aleph. Anybody wants to take it, come and take it. L'kachin mesiachas el ha-Torah ki imishu hefker gam kin. K'moshi Torah. You have to be hefker, anybody can take the Torah. You also have to be mafker yourself. You have to have the meat of the Torah. And it's hefker because not from this world, and therefore it's everybody has equal access. Rabbeinu writes in numerous places the Torah is from the Olam Elyon. If the Torah was from this world, so then you have wealth. Some people have $1 million, some people have $5 million, some people have $10 million. But if Torah is from an island, so you have your money, I have my money. So then it would be shaykh to different people. But Torah is hefker, because it's from the Olam Elyon. And the Olam Elyon, it's not shaykh to anybody. Everybody can come and take it. It's not mine and yours. Mine and yours is in the world of Gashmias. I have my house, you have your house. But in the world of Ruchnias, it's open to everybody. Like Acha Torah, Kol B'Shavav, Ein Lechad Chelik Yosir Me'acher. Nobody has more of a chelik than everybody. Anybody else? It says in the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, Teskimel, Maisib Rabbi Yanash Malik Baderech Varad Amechad Shem Meshuba Biyoser. He saw a person who looked very good. Mitsuyin Vinah Bibgodiv Kitamut Chacham. So Rabbi Yanash thought he was a Tamut Chacham. Amalei. Mashkich Rebbe Miskabel Gabon, is you willing to eat by me? I'm like, in. He comes to the base of Achilo Shkeo Batko Mikra Velo Matzo. He checked it. He learned how to learn Mikra. Tanakh doesn't know. Mishnah doesn't know. Agada doesn't know. Gemara Lamdis doesn't know. He said, Amar Le Amor Echol Kalba Pista Dianai. A dog ate the bread of Yanai. Come Tavse. The Orech got up. And he was Tovis Rabbi Yanai. He held him tightly, he held him strongly. Amalei, Yerutasi Gaboch Da'at Moineali. My Yerusha is by you, and you're not giving it to me. The Torah belongs to everybody, says the Manas Kahuna there. And you're not giving it to me. And you're calling me a Kelev as if I have no Chelek in Torah. Amalei, O my Yerutatach Gabi. Amalei, Chad Zman, Avina Ober Kame Beis Sifra. I would go by the yeshiva, by the Beit Sefer, by the Beit Medrash. V'shamas kol menekai damrin. Torah tziva lanu moishet marosh gilas Yaakov. Marosh gilas yankif. Says marosh gilas yankif. It's for all the Jewish people. It's for you. So you have to teach to me. You have to give it to me. It's for all of us. HaTorah l'kol b'shave. Nobody has more of a chelik in Torah than you do. Hakol mitzad pshitus shebe Torah. Not exactly our medrash. In our medrash, we have three things the Torah is given: Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. Why these three things? Just like these three things are free for the whole world, so to the right Torah is Chinam, different lashon. So in the Sefer Teferis, in the 26th parak, says Rabbeinu, Biur. Ki roi shetinasin ator beil shushki ator and imsichat sladim ki adam bal geshem, person's gashmiistic. Vilu atori sichlis. And therefore the Torah is no siachasis to a person, the richum alasim and adam. Vimuvdelus min adam kachnit natar beil shushdvarm ki kolel dvarm, him hefker loilam. Vizemari shenem yuchadim la adam. Right? You have the mayim. Mayim, you go to the sea, it's free. Eish, fire. You can just make fire wherever you want. Midbar, anyone can go into the midbar. It's hefker. And so to Torah, it doesn't have a siach, it doesn't belong to anybody in specific. Anybody can take it. And when you take Torah, you're a chelek Hashem. As it says, which means that God inherited you. We explained before also that you inherited the Torah. But also it means that Hashem inherits you. Nachal Okel. Hashem is nochel you. Hashem inherits you. You get this madrega sichlis vada misala malak asher uchelik Hashem yisparach. Obviously, if God is nochel you, then you become elevated. You become holier. Kasher mizgal kadosh baruch hu mashpilo. When you become bal gaiva, kadosh baruch hu brings you down. Mashpil geyim. Ki Hashem yisparach ikbi also. God lifted him because he learned Torah. When Bnei Shu Yisparach Mashpil Geim, Mashpil Osev Yosef, Shenemar Zol Shokfon Osev Akarka, they throw him on the ground like the Gemara there says. Rasulam Shenitchem and Hashem Yisparach Bekoch is pushed away from God Bekoach. Kol Ashkafa Shebe Mikra Loshon Ro Rashi says in 18:16 in Bereshis. Ashkafa Loshon Maka, Mashkof, Likra Mashkof, Bnei Shadel Shokefol of Chol Shen Ashkafa Lerob, Bnei Shu Maka Bekoach, it hits. Why is something called a mashkof? Because the door keeps hitting it. It's the idea of mashkof. Shokfen osa bakar, they throw him down to the ground and Kadosh Baruch Hu lowers him. Ki yayamayla osa Hashem Yisbaruch Hu legeel amayla mitzad atzma tagi is daito and it's about gaiva. Kach shokfen osa bakoach lo kamo shardim shilo amayla mitzad atzma. Ein shokfen osa bakoach ki royal amayla mitzad atzma. Avazah shilo agdula mitzad atzma ak Hashem Yisbaruch Hu osa. If God elevated this person, and then he made him see, he became a Baal Gaiva, that it's not about Hashem, it's about me. And Mapalasa Bekoch Me Hashem, God elevated you, God brings him down. For the Kinyan HaTorah Sichas, you need to prepare yourself. And the Iker is Anava, Kimidas Anava, Yose Mikola Midas Hachana El HaTorah. More than any other Midah, Anava is a preparation for the Torah. Again, Moshe Kibel Torah Mi Sinai, only from this Midah of Anava, Sinai, the lowest of mountains. And it was Dafka Moshe, Vish Moshe, Anav, only Kol Adam, only he could be Mekabel Torah. So Gaiva is a Chumriyistik Amida. It's measuring yourself in physical proportions. And therefore it's Gasas Ruach, and therefore it's Mafkiya, it's Bailam from Kinyan HaTorah. It says in the Gemara, Rov Avadim Geim, and Avadim are Chomriyistik, Amadom Alechamor, Chomer. And therefore, Chomriyist relates to the Midah of, Gaiva relates to the Midah of Chomriyist. And Torah is spiritual. So the more you're in that world of Chomriyist, of measuring yourself, of limiting yourself, then the further you are away from the Torah. The more you Davik Ba'anova, the more likely you are to be Zochet to Torah. In the Medrash Shmuel, he says that if a person is a Shval Ruach, he's Zochet to Torah. Zochet Shval Ruach Fnei Kol Adam, he's Zochet like Moshe Shenit the Torah Yado. That's what we've been talking about. And also, if you're an Anav, then you'll learn from everybody. And then obviously you'll be Zochet to Torah. In the Sefer Lechem Shamayim, he says that you'll even learn by your Talmud. And you won't be afraid to say that you made a mistake, which will enhance your learning. In the Ruach Chaim, he says, Beis Hillel was Zochet, the Halacha is Kemosam, they're Zochet the Torah, that the Torah is like them, the Halacha Paschal is like them, because they were humble. In the Machzor Vitri, he says, Lo Abayshan Lameid, an embarrassed person doesn't learn. If a person's an Anav, so he's not going to be embarrassed, doesn't care what they think, so he doesn't know. So he just admits he doesn't know. Lo Nora, Lo Kara Klum. He has this mitzvah of a Navi, he's going to learn. Not embarrassed. So this was super duper gavaldic. And obviously there's a lot more to say. And very gvoim, very, very elevated ideas. And hopefully we will not, I hope that we will not be done here with the mitzvah of a Navi, because this is a mitzvah that is much too important to just learn in one shir and then go away from. There's so much to talk about, and this is the Yisod of Midas and the Yisod of Torah. So hopefully we will re-explore this in the future. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.